Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 2, The Beatitudes. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As something strange and new, these words fall upon the ears of the wondering multitude. Such teaching is contrary to all they have ever heard from priest or rabbi. They see in it nothing to flatter their pride or to feed their ambitious hopes. But there is about this new teacher a power that holds them spellbound. The sweetness of divine love flows from his very presence as the fragrance from a flower. His words fall like rain upon the mown grass as showers that water the earth. All feel instinctively that here is one who reads the secrets of the soul, yet who comes near to them with tender compassion. Their hearts are open to him, and as they listen, the Holy Spirit unfolds to them something of the meaning of that lesson which humanity in all ages so needs to learn. In the days of Christ, the religious leaders of the people felt that they were rich in spiritual treasure. The spirit of the Pharisee, God, I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men, expressed the feeling of his class and to a great degree of the whole nation. But in the throng that surrounded Jesus, there were some who had a sense of their spiritual poverty. When in the miraculous draught of fishes the divine power of Christ was revealed, Peter fell at the Savior's feet, exclaiming, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." So in the multitude gathered upon the mount, there were souls who, in the presence of his purity, felt that they were wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. They longed for the grace of God that bringeth salvation. In these souls, Christ's words of greeting awakened hope. They saw that their lives were under the benediction of God. Jesus had presented the cup of blessing to those who felt that they were rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing, and they had turned with scorn from the gracious gift. He who feels whole, who thinks that he is reasonably good and is contented with his condition, does not seek to become a partaker of the grace and righteousness of Christ. Pride feels no need, and so it closes the heart against Christ and the infinite blessings he came to give. There is no room for Jesus in the heart of such a person. Those who are rich and honorable in their own eyes do not ask in faith and receive the blessing of God. They feel that they are full, therefore they go away empty. Those who know that they cannot possibly save themselves or of themselves do any righteous action are the ones who appreciate the help that Christ can bestow. They are the poor in spirit whom he declares to be blessed. Whom Christ pardons, he first makes penitent, and it is the office of the Holy Spirit to convince of sin. Those whose hearts have been moved by the convicting Spirit of God see that there is nothing good in themselves. They see that all they have ever done is mingled with self and sin. Like the poor publican, they stand afar off, not daring to lift up so much as their eyes to heaven and cry, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner." And they are blessed. There is forgiveness for the penitent, for Christ is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. God's promise is, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. A new heart also will I give you, and I will put my spirit within you." Of the poor in spirit, Jesus says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This kingdom is not, as Christ's hearers had hoped, a temporal and earthly dominion. Christ was opening to men the spiritual kingdom of his love, his grace, his righteousness. The ensign of the Messiah's reign is distinguished by the likeness of the Son of Man. His subjects are the poor in spirit, the meek, the persecuted for righteousness' sake. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Though not yet fully accomplished, the work is begun in them which will make them meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. All who have a sense of their deep soul poverty, who feel that they have nothing good in themselves, may find righteousness and strength by looking unto Jesus. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." He bids you exchange your poverty for the riches of his grace. We are not worthy of God's love, but Christ our surety is worthy and is abundantly able to save all who shall come unto him. Whatever may have been your past experience, however discouraging your present circumstances, if you will come to Jesus just as you are, weak, helpless, and despairing, our compassionate Savior will meet you a great way off and will throw about you his arms of love and his robe of righteousness. He presents us to the Father clothed in the white raiment of his own character. He pleads before God in our behalf, saying, "I have taken the sinner's place. Look not upon this wayward child, but look on me." Does Satan plead loudly against our souls, accusing of sin and claiming us as his prey? The blood of Christ pleads with greater power. Surely shall one say, "In the Lord have I righteousness and strength. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory." Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The mourning here brought to view is true heart sorrow for sin. Jesus says, "I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto me." And as one is drawn to behold Jesus uplifted on the cross, He discerns the sinfulness of humanity. He sees that it is sin which scourged and crucified the Lord of glory. He sees that while he has been loved with unspeakable tenderness, his life has been a continual scene of ingratitude and rebellion. He has forsaken his best friend and abused heaven's most precious gift. He has crucified to himself the Son of God afresh and pierced anew that bleeding and stricken heart. He is separated from God by a gulf of sin that is broad and black and deep, and he mourns in brokenness of heart. Such mourning shall be comforted. God reveals to us our guilt that we may flee to Christ and through him be set free from the bondage of sin and rejoice in the liberty of the sons of God. In true contrition we may come to the foot of the cross and there leave our burdens. The Savior's words have a message of comfort to those who are suffering affliction or bereavement. Our sorrows do not spring out of the ground. God doth not willingly afflict nor grieve the children of man. When he permits trials and afflictions, it is for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. If received in faith, a trial that seems so bitter and hard to bear will prove a blessing. The cruel blow that blights the joys of earth will be the means of turning our eyes to heaven. How many there are who would never have known Jesus had not sorrow led them to seek comfort in him. The trials of life are God's workmen to remove the impurities and roughness from our character. Their hewing, squaring, and chiseling, their burnishing and polishing is a painful process. It is hard to be pressed down to the grinding wheel, but the stone is brought forth prepared to fill its place in the heavenly temple. Upon no useless material does the Master bestow such careful, thorough work. Only his precious stones are polished after the similitude of a palace. The Lord will work for all who put their trust in him. Precious victories will be gained by the faithful. Precious lessons will be learned. Precious experiences will be realized. Our Heavenly Father is never unmindful of those whom sorrow has touched. When David went up the Mount Olivet and wept as he went up and had his head covered and he went barefoot, the Lord was looking pityingly upon him. David was clothed in sackcloth and his conscience was scourging him. The outward signs of humiliation testified of his contrition. In tearful, heartbroken utterances, he presented his case to God, and the Lord did not forsake his servant. Never was David nearer to the heart of infinite love than when, conscience smitten, he fled for his life from his enemies, who had been stirred to rebellion by his own son. The Lord says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." Christ lifts up the contrite heart and refines the mourning soul until it becomes his abode. But when tribulation comes upon us, how many of us are like Jacob? We think it the hand of an enemy, and in the darkness we wrestle blindly until our strength is spent and we find no comfort or deliverance. To Jacob, the divine touch at break of day revealed the one with whom he had been contending, the angel of the covenant. And weeping and helpless, he fell upon the breast of infinite love to receive the blessing for which his soul longed. We also need to learn that trials mean benefit and not to despise the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when we are rebuked of him. Happy is the man that God correcteth. He maketh sore and bindeth up. He woundeth and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. To every stricken one, Jesus comes with a ministry of healing. The life of bereavement, pain, and suffering may be brightened by precious revealings of his presence. God would not have us remain pressed down by dumb sorrow with sore and breaking hearts. He would have us look up and behold his dear face of love. The blessed Savior stands by many whose eyes are so blinded by tears they do not discern him. He longs to clasp our hands, to have us look to him in simple faith, permitting him to guide us. His heart is open to our griefs, our sorrows, and our trials. He has loved us with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness compassed us about. We may keep the heart stayed upon Him and meditate upon His loving kindness all the day. He will lift the soul above the daily sorrow and perplexity into a realm of peace. Think of this, children of suffering and sorrow, and rejoice in hope. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The ills we see, the mysteries of sorrow deep and long, the dark enigmas of permitted wrong, have all one key. This strange, sad world is but our Father's school. All chance and change His love shall overrule. What though today thou canst not trace at all the hidden reason for His strange dealings through the trial season? Trust and obey. In afterlife and light all shall be plain and clear. Blessed are they also who weep with Jesus in sympathy with the world's sorrow and in sorrow for its sin. In such mourning there is intermingled no thought of self. Jesus was the man of sorrows, enduring heart anguish such as no language can portray. His spirit was torn and bruised by the transgressions of men. He toiled with self-consuming zeal to relieve the wants and woes of humanity, and His heart was heavy with sorrow as He saw multitudes refuse to come to Him that they might have life. All who are followers of Christ will share in this experience. As they partake of His love, they will enter into His travail for the saving of the lost. They share in the sufferings of Christ, and they will share also in the glory that shall be revealed. One with Him in His work, drinking with Him the cup of sorrow, they are partakers also of His joy. It was through suffering that Jesus obtained the ministry of consolation. In all the affliction of humanity, He was afflicted. And in that He Himself had suffered being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted. In this ministry, every soul that has entered into the fellowship of His sufferings is privileged to share. As the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. The Lord has special grace for the mourner, and its power is to melt hearts, to win souls. His love opens a channel into the wounded and bruised soul and becomes a healing balsam to those who sorrow. The Father of mercies and the God of all comfort comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort.
Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening. What a beautiful day it was. I pray that everyone had a blessed day thus far. Happy Preparation Day to each and every one of you. Just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line, and I am your host this evening, Sister Carla. Let us have a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love upon us, your wayward children, Lord. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, our iniquity, O Father. We ask that you may cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. We ask that we will have a closer walk with thee, that we will come to know you as you are, as the angel know you, O Father, as your disciple knows you, O Father. I ask that you will bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, be with their family and their friends in a special way, Lord. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord, as we prepare for the Sabbath to come into unity with each other and with you, Lord. Bless the speaker also. Bless his word and the reading, the lesson that he will be bringing this evening, O Father, and be with his family in a marked way, Lord. We thank you again. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. And I just want to welcome each and every one of you to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Thank you for joining us. Pray that all have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading, song of meditation, or a Thanksgiving, something to share with us this evening. Amen. And as 1 Peter First Peter chapter 2 and verse 25 reads, For ye were as sheep gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of our soul. And we know that is none other than Jesus. We were gone astray, but he died for each and every one of us. So let us live for him. Let us imitate him. He's our great example, our high priest, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So I just encourage you to continue to trust in the Lord no matter what, brothers and sisters, and be faithful unto him, even unto death, and he will make a way out of no way. And, you know, as every day we should be contemplating, meditating upon the life of Jesus. And I ask the Lord, you know, to help us to spend, help me to spend more time with him. And if, you know, if that's the same for brothers and sisters, I encourage you to, you know, seek the Lord with all your heart. Amen. I just want to share Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 1. It says, If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Praise the Lord. There's a reward for us, brothers and sisters. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. So let us not be a part of the sons and the daughters of disobedience, brothers and sisters. Amen. So if there's anyone that has a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. Press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. And I'll go ahead and open the first line. First person that has pressed 1, thank you, 518-489. Your line is now open. Can you hear me? See if your line is muted, please. 518-489.
Hello,
your line is open.
Me?
Yes.
You
amen.
Mrs. Carlo?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay. It's not Sabbath yet, but, you know, we're looking forward for this Sabbath. We want to thank God. Thank you for opening my line. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I just want to give God thanks for his many blessings and thank the Lord, you know, for a blessed preparation day today. It was so easy. I've finished up everything very, very early, and I was there to relax. And, you know, God is so good, Sister Carla. Words cannot express. And we were reading, doing some studying this morning, the test of discipleship. And it is from the step to Christ. And our scripture, the scripture passage was 2 Corinthians 5:17. That is said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And it says, a person may not be able to tell the exact time of place or trace all the chain of circumstances in the process of conversion, but this does not prove him to be unconverted. Christ said to Nicodemus, the wind bloweth where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and neither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit, John 3:8, like the wind which is invisible, yet the efforts of which are plainly seen and felt. is the Spirit of God in his work upon the human heart. The regenerating power which the human eye can see begets a new life in the soul. It creates a new being in the image of God. While the work of the Spirit is silent and imperceptible, its efforts are manifested. If the heart has been renewed by the Spirit of God, the life will bear witness to the fact. And while we cannot do anything to change our hearts or to bring ourselves into harmony with God, while we must not trust at all to ourselves or our good works, if we trust ourselves and the work that we are doing, we know that we will be failed. But from we put our trust in God, we know God is able to carry us through. Our life will reveal whether the grace of God is dwelling within us, right? So that new heart, a new creature, and the whole things have passed, and behold, all things become new. Our life will gradually change, my brothers and sisters. A change will be seen in our character. A change will be seen in our habits, the pursuits. The contrast will be clear and decisive between what they have been and what they are. The character is revealed not by occasionally good deeds and occasionally mislead, but by the tendency of the habitual words and acts. So, brothers and sisters, for us to gain and be a new creature in Christ, right, the whole things are past, all those old things. And the character of Christ will be seen. And also those who become a new creature, brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus will bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. And we know the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, Galatians 5:22 and 23. And they will no longer fashion themselves according to the former lust, but by the faith of the Son of God, they will follow in his step. I'll stop here. So, brothers and sisters, we know we have a Savior who want us to be pure, who want us to have his old character. And the reading is stated that, you know, to be a new creature in Christ, a new person, our life is supposed to be changed, and the fruit of the Spirit is supposed to be recognized wherever we go. So my prayer this evening is that each one of us really trust God and ask him and lean upon him and, you know, have faith to believe and obedience, because it's just obedience. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. And I will just sing this little song here, and his shower of blessing, because it's just the blessing of the Lord have to pour out on us so that we, our heart will be changed. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be season refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and honor thy word. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling. But for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Praise the Lord. We all need that showers of blessing, my dear brothers and sisters. And that shower of blessing is the Holy Spirit. So my prayer to this evening is for the Lord to pour out his Holy Spirit upon each one of us here on this line so that we will be refreshed, rejuvenate, and also able to go and share the word and our life to be a new creature in Christ, you know, our character, have to represent the character of Christ. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line. God bless. And not happy Sabbath. We have a few minutes. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for sharing. Amen. It's always a blessing to hear your voice. Always a blessing for you to come on and share and sing and just you know, listening to you, you know, bringing messages, giving us health tips. Just a moment. I'm trying to mute the line. Okay. And sharing with us your reading, such a blessing. Again, thank you again for coming on and sharing and being a witness to us, to those in the community, and wherever you go. We're supposed to be a light in the world. We're supposed to be salt in the world. Amen. So just thank you again. Such a beautiful song. I love that song. And I've been hearing new songs that I've never heard that usually in the church that people wouldn't sing. But I also meet up with some friends on Zoom. It's an international prayer line. And we sing songs that I'm learning and new songs. And it's just a blessing to hear songs. Those are a form of prayer, and it's pleasing to God also that we meditate on his words and sing songs of praise. So is there anyone else who would like to share with their song of meditation, their prayer request, or if you would like to offer a word of prayer, a word of encouragement, testimony, or something from your devotion, please go ahead and press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share. And I will open your line. Amen. I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. I am very happy to be here on this line at this moment to give God praise and thanks. As far as I could see, the sun is setting. it's not gone very far, but for me, the sun is setting. So we are at the setting of the sun, another Sabbath. And I just want to thank God for his blessings on me and my family and all of us on this line that we can come here after 1 week. The week go by so fast to give God praise and thanks. And words of testimony, my words of testimony is about the charmer. We hear about the charmer, right? I love nature. I don't know how many of you love nature, but I love to be in nature. I love to live in the country. Mr. Paula, I envy you. I love to be in nature. But one thing in nature that I don't like are snakes. So I'm going to speak about the charmer. Yes. You know, as we go along life's path, we meet all types of people, all classes of people. Those who are happy, those who are calm, those who love to do good, those who are useful. And I take time to look and admire these type of people. The beautiful, especially the beautiful and the curious thing that God has made. I love nature. I delight in studying works of nature and in tracing God's wisdom and goodness of Him who created these things. In field and forest, in bud and flower, in the little streamlet or the mighty rivers, on the bosom of the wide ocean. I went on cruises. Oh, it's so beautiful. On side of the lofty mountain, they find something to admire, and I always find something that awakens my heart for emotion, you know, deep emotion and gratitude. For God who gave us all life, He gave us life to all men, great and small. And they said such persons who like to look among nature, which is me, of course, I love nature, they are called naturalists, and I just love to be in nature. They observe many of the curious things, some of which reminds them of the follies and experience of men. But this guy was given his experience. He says one day he saw a bird fluttering about the tree in a very unusual manner. Slowly and carefully, he crept nearer and nearer till he could see the cause of the strange action of the bird. A large serpent was coiled around one of the branches of the tree, and with head raised, jaws distended, and eyes gleaming and sparkling, almost like a coal of fire, he was making a strange and rapid motion with his forked tongue. The bird seems frightened, and yet so completely charmed that it had no power to fly away, but kept drawing a little closer to the glaring eyes fixed so intensely upon it, until as it was about to be pierced by the deadly fang of that serpent. The naturalist says he inferred and he saved its life. It is said that in some countries, serpents often ascend trees, devour eggs of young birds in the nest, and then await the return of the parent bird to charm and destroy them, as I have just described here. There is a serpent, my dear brothers and sisters, that has power to charm and to destroy men. You will find his name in Revelation 12:9. That old serpent called the devil, Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He first deceived the pure-minded dwellers in the Garden of Eden. And since that time, thousands upon thousands have fallen into his fatal embrace. He tried to charm and to mislead even the Son of God. Then we were told that Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." We are all in danger of being misled by him. He will try to charm us with a prospect of obtaining riches, fame, worldly pleasures, and fleshly lust. Let us all beware of the charmer, for he charms but to destroy. It is said that some men have acquired the art of charming snakes. so that they can take them in the hands and extract their fangs without harm. But be that as it may, our only safety is in securing the help of him who is stronger than the stronger man armed. In Luke 10:27. And who will lay hold on the dragon and the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and cast him into the lake of fire? So, my dear brothers and sisters, I just brought this little story to tell you about, although we love nature, there's things in nature that is very destructive and very dangerous. And here, the charmer we are talking here about, as you can see, is the serpent. I could tell you that I'm very much afraid of serpents. If I see a snake here, I would remember it forever. Every time I come to that spot, I will remember it. So Satan is described as the charmer. And brothers and sisters, as Christians, we need to be all on the alert at all times. So as encouragement, I want to sing this beautiful hymn, Christian, seek not yet repose. We cannot afford to sleep. We cannot afford to relax. We have to always be on the watch out, because the devil does not sleep. He is a charmer. Let us remember this, if nothing else, this afternoon. I'm going to sing this song now. Christian, seek not yet repose. Just a few verses. Christian, seek not yet repose. Cast the dreams of ease away. Thou art in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Guard thy heavenly armor on. Wear it ever night and day. Ambush lies the evil one. Watch and pray. Hear above all, hear the Lord. Him thou lovest to obey. Hide within thy heart his word. Watch and pray. Watch as if on that alone hung the issues of the day. Pray that help may be sent down. Watch and pray. And my dear brothers and sisters, as we are about to approach the holy hours of the Sabbath, let's watch and pray, because we may do a lot of little things that would not bring honor and glory to God by disobeying God, not keeping his Sabbath, and doing things that we know that we shouldn't do. So let us as Christians, as brothers and sisters, looking for the coming of Jesus, always watch and pray for the evil one, the devil. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. And I hope we always remember the charmer is always at our heels.
Wow.
Happy Sabbath. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for coming on and sharing and reading in your song. And as you said, that remind me of my neighbor. Today, I think twice today, she saw a black snake. and it's a path that, you know, she takes to come here. And if, you know, sometimes I go through the back way to get to her place, it would be a path that I've taken. I say, Lord, oh, I haven't seen one. And I was like, I asked her, wow, why? I'm wondering why you're seeing these black snakes so often, or just, you know, snakes. So I'm like, Lord, I do not like the sight of snakes, but we know that black snakes are supposed to be good. They eat up the mouse and pests and different stuff, garden snake. But it's just seeing the sight of a snake is just, you know, not nice, but this is where they live. And other animals also are in the country. So we just have to ask God protection and mercy to keep us, that we be able to get along with these things and not be afraid, and the dangerous ones that will kill him, or he'll keep us, protect, and he'll keep, protect us from them. Amen. So I'm going to open the next line. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Q, I have three lines that I need to open. Many are not in the Sabbath hours yet, and I'm not in it yet, but I just like to say happy preparation day. 518, 650, your line is now open.
Hello.
Is this Sister Barnaby? Amen. Yes, we can hear you.
Good afternoon. The sun is not set yet. It's not Sabbath yet, but I'm saying happy Sabbath.
Amen.
Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in upstate New York. And I'm going to sing my song. Don't forget the Sabbath, the Lord of God has blessed. Of all the week, the brightest. Of all the week, the best. It brings repose from labor. It tells of joy divine. It beams of light descending with every beauty shine. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath holy and worship him today. Who said to his disciples, I am the living way. And if we meekly follow our Savior here below, he'll give us of the fountain whose streams eternal flow. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Day of sacred pleasure, its golden hours we'll spend. Thankful hymns to Jesus, the children, dearest friend. Oh, gentle, loving Savior, how good and kind thou art. How precious is thy promise to dwell in every heart. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. Welcome, welcome, ever welcome, blessed Sabbath day. And I'm going to read Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4, verses 4 to 6. For he spake in a certain day of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. Lord, I just want to thank you for the 6 days of toil and labor. And as it is drawing unto your Sabbath day, O God, I just want to lift you up. I just want to magnify you, dear God. I just want to give you thanks for keeping us through these 6 days of toil and labor. And we are going into your rest day. We are asking you to build an edge around us, O God, and to keep us, to guide us, to protect us. You have blessed the Sabbath day. You have sanctified it. You have set it apart as a holy day. So, dear Lord, please help us to keep it holy, remembering that you is God and God alone, and there is no other God but you. And whatever you say, we are to honor you and keep your Sabbath holy. Be with us on this prayer line, each and every one of us, O God. We need your guidance. We need your protection. And we need your holy angels around us to help us, O God, to sanctify and to clean, to sanctify your Sabbath and to know that it is a day of rest, happiness, gladness, peace, comfort, and love. Thank you for the day. Thank you for all of us on the prayer line, God, along with our families. Bless us. Guard and guide us. Protect us. Keep us from accident, from danger, from everything that is unlike you, Lord. Provide for us so that we can have a good Sabbath. Continue to bless us. Continue to guide us. Continue to have your way in our life. And let everything we do be done according to your will. I give you the honor, the glory, and the praise due unto your name. Be with each and every one of the sick. Heal the sick, O God. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless. Heavenly Father, freely you receive and freely you give. Be in each and every one of the hospitals, the nursing homes, with the sick patients, and be with all the doctors and the nurses, O God. Help them to have hope and to do good work, because they will reap it in due time. Continue to bless us, O God. Continue to anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And if there is anything in us that is unlike you, dear God, rebuke it, remove it, and destroy it. And give us a healthy body so that we can praise you and honor you and magnify you and exalt you and lift you up and give you thanks for all the good things you have done for us. Lord, have your way. Take full control again, I ask. And I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for coming on and sharing, and also for your prayer. We know more prayer, more power, and we know that God wants to use each and every one of us to do the work that he has called us to do. Just a moment. Just a moment, so I can mute the line. Sorry. Okay. Amen. Yes, again, thank you, Sister Barnaby, for coming on and for sharing. And may the Lord continue to bless you and protect you and keep you as he's doing for each and every one of us, so that we can come together and share and encourage each other and pray for each other and meditate upon the word of God and lift the Lord up with songs. Amen. I'll go to the next caller again. Blessed Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Blessed preparation days. We're almost at the drawing at the Sabbath, so praise the Lord. 225-337, your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola. I'm calling from Tennessee. So I want to give Jehovah thanks for his word and for hearing the brothers and sisters on the prayer line. But I would like to share. And first, I would like to thank the Lord for what Sister Carla had read in Colossians, because it's talking about the law. There is a promise in God's law. So I would like to sing Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. And let me begin. And it says Exodus chapter 20, begin at 1. And the Lord spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness or anything that is in the heaven above or that is on the earth beneath or that is under the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, for I, Jehovah, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father, the children upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, showing mercy unto thousand of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Jehovah thy God in vain, for Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord Jehovah. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maidservant, thy strangers, thy cattle, nor thy strangers that was in thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all them that is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Jehovah thy God gave it thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17, the Ten Commandments. And I just want to share that Psalms 19, I'm not going to read it, Psalms 19, 7 through 14, the Bible says the law of Jehovah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of Jehovah is sure, making the simple wise. And also, brothers and sisters, as Sister Carla has read the commandments, the statutes, the judgment, sisters and brothers, this going to come to us one day, the judgment of God. So please remember to study his word and seek him with all your heart. And I love you. Oh, I had one precept. This is on page 105 in our Bible, and this is under the under one is IBID, April 15, 1875. I'm reading this precept given to guard the Decalogue. It says, in the consequences of continual transgression, the moral law was repeated in awful grandeur from Sinai. Christ gave to Moses religious precepts which were to govern everyday life. These statutes were explicit, given to guard the Ten Commandments. They were not a shadow or type to pass away with the death of Christ. They were to be binding upon men in every age as long as time should last. These commands were enforced by the power of the moral law, and they clearly claim that law. And I'm going to read the next one short. The God of heaven has placed a benediction upon them that keep the commandments of God. Shall we stand as a peculiar people of God, or shall we trample upon the law of God and say it is not binding? God might just as well have abolished itself in the law. Every specification is the character of the infinite God. Manuscript 12, 18. 1994. And I just want to thank the brothers and sisters for listening and also for sharing. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cole, for opening my line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and joining and sharing those reading and also that song of the commandment. Praise the Lord. It is good, and it's good for us to sing praises unto the Lord, as in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 14. It said, but above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonish one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs. Praise the Lord. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do, in words or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, brothers and sisters, please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, song of meditation. As we know, we're drawing onto the prayer time hour, but I have 2 more callers that have pressed 1, so I'll go ahead and open the line. Welcome. 857-505, your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Miola, Sister Carla, I have a prayer request right now. My prayer request right now is to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. I need a lot of prayer because I'm feeling down a little bit, but lift me up in prayer. And don't forget to pray for my mom. Lift my mom in prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, please lift up Brother Jari in prayer because you know why, Sister Carla, he have not called me yet. And Sister Carla, he didn't call me. Sister Carla, I'm so worried that Brother Jari didn't call me. But Sister Carla, please lift him up in prayer because he needs a lot of prayer. Pray for him, Sister Carla, and he can hear the voice of God and say, Jerry, you have to call Brother Eli. You have to give Brother Eli a call because Eli needs your call. And Sister Carla, please lift up Brother Jerry in prayer because I'm feeling a little bit sad, Sister Carla, because Sister Carla, I have not heard from him. But Sister Carla, tell brothers and sisters to encourage me at this moment because I'm feeling a little bit sad at this moment. Sister Carla, happy Sabbath. And Sister Carla,
amen.
I'm feeling a little
amen.
Bit sad.
Let me pray for you.
Let me pray for you.
Amen. Let me pray for
you
now.
Thank you.
Amen. Kind and loving Father, you know your child, Father, Brother Eli, what he's going through, Father. I ask that you will touch and give him comfort and peace. Let him know to trust in you and not in Jahari, not to wait upon a call from a friend, but to talk to you, to pray, to encourage others, O Father, and not to have fear, O Lord. Have mercy upon him, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And he should be so busy having his mind upon you and not upon earthly things or earthly men or anything that's distracting from drawing closer to you and having that oneness, that relationship with you. Oh, Father, have mercy upon him. Be with his mother in a marked way. Protect her and guide her. Fill her with your Holy Spirit. Be with his classmate, Father. Be with his friends, oh, Lord. May you hear this prayer accordingly, oh, Father, and touch your child. Kind and loving Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for him and his presence on his prayer line. We thank you for all that you're doing within his life and his home, Father, and his community. Bless each and every one of us again, O Lord. Protect us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, please press 1 if you haven't pressed 1 yet so that I can open your line so you can give your testimony. I will go and open the line now for 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Happy Sabbath. Just want
Amen.
To thank God for watching over us and bringing us through. I want to thank him for his blessings and his mercy. I would like to read a script, a prayer. May I make a true and sound profession, Lord, of your person, your work of salvation, and all of you have done for me personal in my life. May I never deny you, never be ashamed to testify for you before men. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's been blessing. I thank God for things that I go through. But I deal with it, the aches and pains. But I'll keep moving because God is good. He let me sleep at night and wake up, even though I'll be up all through the night. But I won't complain because he able me to keep moving. And I don't let it stop me. But I thank God. I just pray. And I thank God for Jesus. Because I already know what it's about. About, you know, we have to bear our sins too. So just got to pray and be humble and wait for a good day. It don't rain all the time. It's not no shine. Thank you, Jesus. But I just want to ask a prayer for Dead Light and all my brothers and sisters on and off the line. Prayers for all the bereaved, all the sick, the homeless, the ones that are in the facilities and wherever they may be. Pray the Lord strengthen them and lift them up. And pray for all the projects y'all have going on, all the leaders, and thank y'all for all your service. It's been a blessing, especially you, Sister Carla. You saved me from COVID. I appreciate your remedies. That's what saved me, that tea. So I thank God for you. But I write all the remedies down, but thank God for y'all with y'all little y'all health messes. So I'm going to let Brother John speak, and happy Sabbath, and God bless you.
Yes, this is Brother John from Hummel, Louisiana. Yeah, I'd like to thank y'all, too, for the ones that told my wife about the tea and everything, because she shared it with me with my COVID, too, because we had it around the same time. And it made me do better, too, feel better and everything and come out of it, too. So thank God for that, for the advice and on the remedies and everything. And I thank God for giving y'all the knowledge to know about what to do at a time like that, and helped us to heal us and continue moving on. Thank God. And I just want to say that give all the praise to God and thank God for this prayer line and the teachers, all the learners, the ones who's spreading the word of God and the word in the Bible and everything. And also especially thankful for the prayer line for teaching us the knowledge and not making up anything, you know, from the real knowledge of the word of God. And that's how I like to learn. I like to learn by facts so I can have the right type of knowledge. And some people say things, but they don't really know facts, a lot of people. But I know it's the prayer line tell you straight facts about whatever they talk about, whether it's health food, whether it's God, Jesus. Anything in the Bible is true facts after they preach it on the prayer line. You can look it up on the Bible right after. So let's thank God that we're getting the right support and the right knowledge and the truth, in other words. So I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, everyone. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Thank you, Brother John, for coming on. Praise the Lord. Yes, we want to test everything by the word of God, if there's to see if there's any light or any truth. So praise the living God. Amen. Thank you both again for coming on and sharing and being faithful unto God first at weakness. And being witness unto those that you come in contact with to show them the love of God and also to tell them and show them the Bible and where to go. If Jesus said, if he'll be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. So let us lift him up in our daily life, brothers and sisters. I'll go ahead and open the line for the next caller again. Thank you for joining us. 804-238, your line is now open.
Hi, this is Sister Katie in Virginia. I have a prayer request, and I also want to give thanks to God for, I guess you can say it's a testimony. So many times I have asked for prayer for my grandchildren, the little twin boys. Well, God has healed his heart. One of them had a hole in his heart, and he has part of his brain missing. He is artistic. And he's 3 years old now, but they're still smaller than a regular size three because they was premature. So, but they come along great, and all the prayers, God had answered the prayers. I am so grateful for everyone who always prays for me and them and my son and the kid's mother. I am so grateful to everyone for that. And because the little boy now, he's walking. And the doctors at first said he wasn't going to make it, and then they said he wasn't, they don't know if he'll walk or whatever. But he's walking and he's alive. And so doctors don't know everything. God is a great physician. God has the last say in everything we do. And just keep my son in prayer. He has some problems coming up concerning driving license and stuff like that. And, it was false statement made on his made against him, which turned out not true. The lawyers found out that it wasn't true and that he has paid a speeding ticket. He had paid the ticket. So he has to go back to court on the 22nd of June, and hopefully that everything will be dismissed and they will see his payment and one thing or another like that. So just keep him in prayer and the kid's mother, that the both of them will come back to God because they've strayed. No matter, even if you raise kids up in church, sometimes when they get to be a young adult, they want to do things their way and not God's way. So just keep them in prayer that they will come back to God. And I also have a prayer request for Sister Carla. I want to pray for her. Keep her in your prayers and her children as well. And because she helps so many people with so many things and whatnot, problems they have. She's always coaching and telling people the right way to go. And so help her, and also that the Lord will bless her land so her crops will grow and that she will have a joyous time on her property with the Lord. And pray for Sister Leola and I forgot the other lady name that always hosts. Also, keep her and her family and all the other hosts in prayer as well. And I wish everyone have a blessed and happy Sabbath.
Amen, amen. Yes, it's Sister Powell. Amen. Thank you, Sister Katie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. Glad to, nice to hear your voice. I usually see you on the prayer line, but thank you for sharing, and we will definitely keep your son Dominic and his, Autumn and the twins in prayer and the situation that he has going on. It is so true. The young people, they usually, you know, want to go to the world and see what the world offer, but we know it's nothing that's going to help them. And but the Bible said, raise up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart. So let us continue to pray for our children, our niece, our nephew, young people, the youths, you know, also those that has been in church, you know, also that have strayed. Amen? Okay. Amen. Thank you again. We would like to go into prayer now, if Sister Powell can give us a word of prayer. I will open her line. Amen. And if not, I will do it. Sister Powell, your line is open.
Okay. All right. Yes, mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, now is the time that we are going in prayer. We are asking our brothers and sisters to kneel or bow and just whisper a word of prayer of all these requests that we have to our Heavenly Father. Then I will come in. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear, what a blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Kind and loving Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. Lord, we'll come before you this moment, this blessed Sabbath evening, to give you praise and to bring glory to your name. You are so good, you are so great. You have kept us, Lord, each one of us on this land. Some of us went to work. You brought us all back safely. Lord, you provide for us our food, our shelter, our clothing, a peace of mind, Lord, the word of God, so that we can read it, Father, and to be comforted. So this evening we come to you to let you know how much we appreciate everything that you have done and for us, and that we have a loving, kind Father who we can present all our various requests to. Father, you told us, dear Lord, that when we become a new creature in you, we are changed through the Holy Spirit. Lord, you want us, dear Father God, to be willing and ready, dear Lord, to represent you in everything we do, in our words, in our action, and wherever we go, that our light should be shining, Lord, so that others will see the fruit of the Spirit. And we know, Lord, the fruit of the Spirit, our love, kindness, joy, peace, and happiness, Lord. And these are your characters. So we just want to thank you, Father, for what you have been doing in our life. Now, dear Lord, we come to you for this blessed Sabbath day. So thank you for this day of rest that you have given unto us. Help us, Lord, that we will see that this day is sanctified and blessed. And this day is going to be the mark, Lord. This day is going to be a day that the enemy is warring and fighting over. But, dear Father, what you have created, there is no one can change it. So, Lord, help us, Lord, that we will able to go and to share this message of truth out there to the dying world. Father, we thank you for this commandment that you have given unto us. Lord, this is nothing to be changed. This is a commandment, Lord, you gave us, and we have to be abiding and to be obedient to all the commandments that you have given unto us. It is Lord, a milestone for us. It is, Lord, a roadmap for our life. And we just want to give you thanks, Lord, not only the Sabbath, but the old Ten Commandments you have given unto us, Lord. And help us, Father, that we will be obedient as children to follow the law, Lord. And whatsoever we have to do with the transformation, that, Father, we will become your mouthpiece and we will become your burden bearer, that we can go out there to the dying world, Lord. Father, this evening I heard, dear Lord, there was a pastor who is preaching about the mark of the beast. Father, they are misleading the people. I'm asking you, please, Lord, to allow them that they will read your word, and we ask you to give them that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that they will bring the message true to their people, Lord, so that their people will not be afraid of what is going to happen, but that they will give their heart fully surrender, dear Father, to you. Father, we come this moment on behalf of these requests that was presented to you today, Brother John and Sister Brenda, Lord. We just want to thank you, Father, for what you have been doing in Brother John and Sister Brenda's life, dear Lord. And, oh, Lord, you have been teaching, training them, Lord, and showing and leading them into righteousness, Lord, so that they are studying the word, they are sharing the word, they are telling others about you. And, dear Father, that is the truth that they have within them. And, Lord, they are sharing it to others. So we ask you to pour out your blessings upon Brother John and Sister Brenda, especially, Lord, with their health, Lord. You are the great physician. You are the healer, the sympathizing Jesus. And there we present them in your care, Lord. Bless and keep them, dear Father. Hello them with the health message, dear Lord, that they will abide with your message and follow your rule. Pour your blessings upon the grandchildren and also their children and also the community that they are in. Father, we also lift up our dear sister Carla, Lord. Continue to bless her, dear Father. Keep her while she is not every day going to work, Lord. Your protection and also working at her home country, new country home that you have given her, and bless her, Lord, and allow her, dear Lord, that she will be a light in her community. She will be also a light beyond those clientels, Lord, who she is witnessing, and also her friends and a family member, her son and her daughter, Amanda Nicholas, Lord, asking you, Lord, to hold them, draw them closer and closer to you. Father, we want to thank you for the report, Lord, and the request from Sister Katie, Lord, faithful servant, Lord, on this land, here on this land, ask for various requests, our son Dominique. Lord, you know everything about Dominique, and you know when a mom prays for their children, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to help that Dominique's life will be changed, Father, and he will remember what he has studied by mom. I'll be training him, Lord, that he will come back to the full understanding of knowing you and sharing with others, Lord. Bless his fiancé. Keep them and guide them and protect them, Lord, and help them to study your words and come back to you. And also the situation with the court, Lord. Father, we place him in your care that when he goes back, Father, you will take full control of him. And, Lord, we want to thank you for the good news and the praise report of those little precious ones that your grandchildren, Lord, that the little one is walking, dear Lord, and doing much better. Father, you are so good. You are so great. And thank you for hearing our prayer and answering our prayer on behalf of those precious children. Pour out your blessings upon them, Lord. And, Father, for Sister Katie, Father, you know her need, Lord, what she needs. her desire for art. And, Lord, she rejoicing, Lord, when she hear and know that her little grandbaby was walking and walking, dear God. I just see the joy within her. So we ask you to bless her and keep her, Lord. We also lift up Sister Leola, Lord. Continue to bless him, bless her, and also Brother Ray, her daughter, and her son, Jarvis, Lord, and Nikki, Nicholas, and also the other grandchildren, them, Lord. I praise them to you. Father, you know everything about them, Lord. And also bless Sister Leola, keep her, guide her, Lord, as her determination is to follow you and to stick close and draw closer to you. Lord, we want to thank you for Brother Sister Cantinelli. Lord, bless her and her family member, their songs and encouraging words, strengthening us, Lord Jesus. How, Lord Jesus, how you are so good, how you are so great, so that we can know that, Father, you are in control. Even our control with Satan, the serpent, the dragon, Lord, you are in control. And, Father, help us, Lord, that we will not look at him, but we will look, keep our eyes upon you. So bless her and her children and also grandchildren, Lord. Her brother in the hospital and also in the nursing home and also her sister, dear Father. We ask you for strength and courage in them so that they will, dear Father, despite of their, where they are, that they will remember you, dear Father. We ask you, Father, to bless Sister Barnaby, for she pray for her children in Jamaica. Lord, those who are sick, Lord, you are the great physician. We thank you for them, that you have allowed them to be feeling much better. We ask you to bless them, keep them, and help them to keep their eyes upon you, to draw closer and closer to you. And the ones here, Lord, we place them to you also, and her grandchildren. And as she pray, Lord, for this land and everyone, dear Father, the resources that she brought on this land with her songs of praise and our scripture reading, Lord, and is lifting us in prayer, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to keep her and guide her and protect her while she goes to work and while she come back in. We ask you for your protection and to help her that she will be a light at her workplace, that all those who come contact her with her, they will see Christ and only Christ's character within your dear daughter. Father, we also lift up Brother Yudi. Lord, Father, bless him, keep him. Lord, we thank you for what you have been doing. And that health store, we pour at you as you pour your blessings upon that health store. Multiply everything in that store. Lord, send customer in that store. Let your love and your light shine in that store. So we ask you, Lord, to cover that store, Lord, the foundation, the building and everything. Lord, the stocks that is there, the supplies, Lord, we ask you to keep and to guide and to lead, dear Lord, that everyone who come in, Lord, as customers, Lord Jesus, that they will feel the presence of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, on them, and not only buying the physical food, but also the spiritual food they will be fed from. Bless Sister Melissa and also the baby, also the grandmother and grandfather who is preparing to leave, to go back home. We ask you to keep and guide them, dear Lord. They were a big resources, so we ask you to bless them, Lord. We ask you to bless Brother Bernard, keep him, guide him, and also his wife. Strengthen them, dear Father, and also the ministry that he is in. We lift up Elder Rick, Lord, to you as he pray for Ashley, his family, and also church family, Lord, and pray for us, Lord, and his work, his job, dear God, his community. We lift him up to you, Father. We also lift up Brother Richardson, Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, Lord, faithful servant, doing your work, Lord, Brother Richard C. in the Vineyard, dear Lord, on the Great Controversy Study in his church, active, Lord. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon him and the power from the Holy Spirit that he will be faithful, Lord, to do your will. We also lift up the Rhode Island team, Brother Chuck, and others. We lift up the Tennessee team, Sister Boyd, Sister Hubbard, Brother Elder Wilson, and all the others, dear, dear Father. Father, this Brother Eli, we lift up Brother Eli this evening as he is saying he's a little down, but dear Lord, help him not to let his heart be troubled. Because you are his father and you are there to comfort him. Help him to search the scripture, to read the scripture, and to trust you in everything that he do. So we are so thankful just a moment, Lord. Lift up Sister Stephanie, Lord, and her family members. We ask you to bless her, dear Lord, and also her daughter and her son. Lift up Sister Tamika, Lord, as she pray for Tony. She pray for Elizabeth, Miriam, Rochelle, Lord, her grandchildren, and all the sisters, them on the Advent early morning prayer as she lift them up to you, Lord. We also lift up Sister Lynn. Lord, you are the great physician. We ask you to touch her body. And also Sister Payne. And Brother O'Neill, dear Lord, there are so many names. You know them. So I present all these names to you, dear Father, this evening. You are in the most holy sanctuary, and we are asking you this blessed Sabbath evening to bless us and to keep us and to allow us that the message that is coming from you tonight, Lord, that we will be touched, Lord. We will be refreshed, and we will give you the praise that due to you. Thank you for hearing, and thank you for answering. If you leave out any name, you know them, dear Lord. And unspoken requests, we place them to you in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that prayer. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Amen. Okay, muting the line. And now I will open the line for Brother Yudi. Again, happy Sabbath, happy preparation day to those who have not reached the Sabbath yet, but we know that it's right here at the door. Even the coming of Christ is at the door. So let us prepare our hearts for our Savior. Let us afflict our souls. Amen. 518-409, your line is now open. Five one eight 409, Brother Yudi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Hello. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me? Amen. Thank you. Let's pray. I want to thank the Lord for the prayers of Sister Powell. And the trials that I've been through throughout this week, all the way up even until today, the trials that I faced at work. I am still in shock and awe of some of the things that transpired today in my life, and I'm still in shock at what we've been able to experience, what I was able to experience this week. Brethren, it is not God's desire that we as a people labor, I'm on the phone now. Okay. That we labor for the advancement of the kingdom of Pharaoh. The enemy is wroth with God's children. And as he approaches the end of times, our trials and our difficulties will become more intense. If I tell you some of the trials that I was facing this week, brethren, I'm asking that you keep me in prayer. The enemy is a liar. They conspire against God's people, conspire against his children, make up accusations and lies that are totally untrue, even to those that I've been nice to, and those that I've been kind to, and those individuals are still conspiring because they realize that I am different. And one thing that this story, that, you know, the trials that I'm facing reminds me of is the story of Daniel. And I want to share with you Daniel chapter 6 tonight. And I'm speaking because I wasn't going to speak tonight. You know, only the Lord knows what I endured in the past week or two. And even today, as I was telling my wife, I came home and the first thing that I did was explain what I had been going through, and then we got on our knees and prayed. Sometimes when you are praying, I ask that you lift us in prayer, because we are doing a work here that the enemy is very upset about. We are in new territory, and he is wroth with his children. And I ask myself sometimes, Lord, is it your desire for us to open up a store and then for me to be continually working elsewhere from the store? Like, you know, how is my wife supposed to be by herself witnessing there? It is God's desire that I should be there to help. But, you know, brethren, when you have challenges and other issues, you know, you're trying to make things easier and lighter. But I'm not here complaining. I'm speaking about a personal experience that I experienced throughout this week. The enemy is wroth with his children. We've had some individuals even put in their notice and they blame me as the reason. But I put on my door the scripture, I put it right on my door, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I tell you, the weapons have been formed, brethren. And I think of Daniel because when Daniel was in the house of the king, what did they do to Daniel? They assembled together and began to conspire against Daniel. Remember that? And Joseph experienced worse trials than I can even speak of, right? Because the queen accused Joseph of raping or trying to rape her, when she was the one who had her eyes set upon him. And Daniel was in the same situation. And what I'm asking the Lord is, why these trials? But the Lord reminds me that the trials are placed in our lives in order to do away at the defects of our character. And we have many of them. So as we open up in Daniel, the 6th chapter, we're going to pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the Sabbath day, Lord, because without it, Lord, I probably would have dropped. But you've given us 24 hours to recharge in you. And Lord, I am appreciating more the Sabbath rest than ever before. I pray that you will inspire me, Lord. Pray that you will give me strength. Pray that you will blind the eyes of the enemy and those that are conspiring against your children. And I pray that the victory shall be given unto us. Be with us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are in Daniel, the sixth chapter, in Daniel chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Now we know that Daniel was placed in the palace of the king of Babylon, not by choice, but by force. It was the destruction of Jerusalem again, and the destruction of Jerusalem took place, and they took the vessels of God's temple, and they led them out of out of the places, the temple of the Lord, and led the children of Israel, and few of them, many of them, were led captives. And they were brought to a land that they knew not. And even their names were changed, and their languages. They still practiced their languages, but they had to learn a new language. And God was with Daniel, as God was with Joseph, right? And it says in verse 1 of Daniel chapter 6, it says that it pleased Darius to set over, notice, the kingdom 120 princes. So Darius wanted to set over God's kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. So Darius was looking to set over some what we call supervisors, right? Those that would watch over the workers of that kingdom. Now, it says in verse 2, and then it says over three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. So notice that the king also set three presidents. Now the presidents were at the very top of the leadership, all right? And they set Daniel as the first president. Okay, in other words, Daniel was the highest in the kingdom. He was at highest place. And notice that it says that they set Daniel as one of the presidents, as the first, that the princes might give account unto them. Okay? So the princes that were set by Darius, which was 120 of them, right? They have to give account to the three presidents, and the Bible does not name who the other two presidents were, but it says that Daniel was the first. Daniel was the first. So here is this Israelite who is in Babylon, caught up in captivity, not even in a place where the mother language is his language. He had to learn a new language, right? Similar experience, right? Some of us, even though we did not have to learn English all over, but we learned a new language, right? What's that language? It's a spiritual language, right? We have learned a new tongue. We have learned a new way of speaking. We have learned new ways of thinking, right? But notice that even though we have learned a new way of speaking and a new way of thinking, which is the ways after God's kingdom, that Daniel still had to be placed where? In the middle of the Babylonians. Have mercy. God placed Daniel, a new creature, in the middle of the Babylonians and put him as the first. Put him as the leader in that area, in that aspect, right? Now what happened? The 123 princes had to give an account to Daniel, meaning Daniel was the boss. And they didn't like that because they felt some type of way. They were intimidated at the fact that they had to report to Daniel because they felt like Daniel was not even of their own. Have mercy. Daniel was not even of their own, right? In other words, who is this guy coming from another country, right, a heavenly one, spiritual, who wants to now be charge of us, take charge over us, who wants to give us, tell us what to do? So the world does not like that when God's people are in charge of them. Not all of them. There's always a few that God has in their midst, in our midst, right? And it says that they should give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. That word damage means no loss. In other words, Daniel was to give an account. I beg your pardon. The princes were to give an account to Daniel, and Daniel was to keep track of the losses that the king would have as a result of mismanagement done by those who are non-Christians. Have mercy. Sounds like a similar situations that many of us have been put in. And then the Bible says in verse 3 that then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes. Now, notice what it says in verse 3, that out of all of the three presidents, out of all of the 120 princes, that Daniel was preferred. In other words, Daniel was more favored above all the presidents and princes. And the Bible tells us why Daniel was more favored, right? Because this is, you know, this story of Daniel is applicable to God's people today. And though we see these things transpiring before us, we need to understand that soon, beloved, when this crisis that we often talk about so much, and as a result of talking about it so much, we have become desensitized to the crisis of the National Sunday Law, we think that we are okay in this situation that we are in right now, that everything is going as it should. But there's coming a time where, on a greater scale, on a larger degree, we will be placed in the position of Daniel, and we will have to answer to the kings of the earth, to the princes of the earth, to the lawyers of the earth, to the judges of the earth. So Daniel was preferred above all the presidents and princes because the Bible says there was an excellent spirit in him. So notice that they preferred Daniel because of his character. But I want you to understand that even though Daniel had the right character, even though Daniel had an excellent spirit within him, there still would come trials that he would face in the midst of this kingdom, and even lies and would be made up about Daniel. It says in verse number 4. Notice what it says in verse 4. Now I want you to begin. I want to go back to verse 3 because there's something that I missed here. It says, "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and above the princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king taught to set him over the whole realm." Did you hear that, my friends? The king sought to set Daniel over the whole realm. So they were not at all happy with the fact that not only would Daniel be a leader in that company, but that God was going to set him over the whole business of the Babylonian people. And so as a result of this, when they saw that he had the capability, that he had the Spirit of God, that he had God with him that was helping him to lead, they began to cause and transpire against Daniel and make up lies, which they would try to cause, that they would try to get Daniel in trouble with the king. And it says in verse 4 that then the presidents and princes, that's interesting, those that were in the same position as he was, because the Bible tells us Daniel was also a president, but what was the difference? Daniel was preferred, okay? It says in verse 4, then the presidents, there were only three presidents, Daniel was one of them, and there were two more. And the presidents and the princes sought to find an occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. So friends, here it is. They were trying to find an occasion to find a fault in Daniel. How many of us, friends, are working or are around those who are in the world? And sometimes, dare I say, even in the church. And our supposed brethren are trying to find fault with us. Sometimes it is our own family members. Right? Sometimes it is those that we believe to be our friends. I want you to go back to the story, because what we are seeing here is what will play out in the last days as we get ready to face the national Sunday law and the mark of the beast. They will try to find an occasion to find a fault with us. And the Bible says that though they were trying to, but Daniel was faithful because there was neither any error or fault that was found in him. Can those who see us, those who hear our conversation, those who hear our speech, can they say truthfully that they have heard no fault in them? Now notice what it says in verse 5. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel. They said, we're not going to find anything wrong with him. Why? Because he had an excellent spirit in him. You know, Daniel was a man of prayer. Daniel was in prayer in the morning, prayer in noon, prayer in the evening. Daniel was blameless, my friends. Daniel was blameless. They could find no occasion to find any fault in this man. And then you know what they said? They said, we better not look around for any fault because he is blameless. But then they said in verse number 5, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Did you hear that, friend? I was in a situation at work this week where I had been under attack, and I was called into the office. Basically, it was about a few things, but the majority of the things that was at the top of the list was they were trying to force me to take the phone on the weekends, especially from Friday night to Saturday night. And then I was accused that I was not being a team player and that I was not being I was not compromising with my assistant. Mind you, when I first started, I told them I told my assistant, I will take the phone, because when you answer the phone and my leadership position, you know, anything can happen. There might be an emergency where I need to go in. I said I will not take the phone from Friday sunset the Saturday sunset. And then I said to her friends, but what I will do is I will take the phone from Saturday night after sunset all the way to Friday at sunset. I offer to grab the phone for 6 days. Did y'all hear me? And I ask for 1 day. Not even Sunday. I said, I will take it on Sunday. I don't mind. Sunday is a working day. Friends, we as Adventists have to start to get out of the mindset that Sunday is a day of rest. We do it sometimes. We want the weekend off. Sunday is a working day. So I said, I will take the phone for 6 days. And my manager called me in and says, I'm not being fair. I said, how am I not being fair when I will take the phone for 6 days and I'm asking her to take the phone for 1 day? She said, no, she wants to do it every other weekend. She wants the phone every other weekend. I said, but I cannot work. I cannot take the phone from Friday night to Saturday night. They know I am a seven-day Adventist. And I said to them, that if that is the case, then this will be a deal breaker for me. Friends, all of the other fluff that's going on, the trials, it doesn't matter. What it boils down to is God's law. The great controversy that is against Christ and Satan is over God's law. And there is nothing else that Satan has issue with or takes issue with except the law of God. And I told them today that I will think about it over the weekend, and I will probably go on Monday and put in my notice. Friends, there are many trials that I face in that place, and some I don't want to get into. There's a lot of lies. A lot of conspiring. They blame and accuse me of things that I said that I never said, accuse me of things that I've done that I've never done. But what it boils down to, she asked me even today, can you work tonight? Because the nurse threatened, she quit. I said, I cannot work tonight. I said, I can work Saturday night after sunset. And Sunday, but I cannot work tonight. Friends, we will, like Daniel, have to come to a choice. Like Joshua said, shall we obey God rather than men? Now, there's more to it. I come home and I told you I've went through some trials. But they use a lot of leverages, a lot of lies to lead to this one question. Will you obey God or will you obey man? The Bible says then in verse number 6 of Daniel, we're going to close out, then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said, thus unto the king, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents in the kingdom of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to do what? To establish a royal statute. Now that's interesting. Daniel, according to the Bible, in Daniel chapter 6, verse 2, was the most favored of all three presidents. Right? He was the favorite of all three presidents. And he was the one that was the top leader of all the presidents. How can it be in verse 7 that all the presidents and the governors and the princes had a meeting and not include Daniel there? How did they have a meeting together without including Daniel, who was the top president of all of the presidents? Well, that happened to me this week because they met behind my back and I knew they were talking. And after their meeting, they said, so-and-so said that you will not take the phone from this day to that day and all of the other stuff, and you are not being fair. The accusation was that I wasn't being fair. The accusation was that I wasn't being team player, that I was not compromising. That's the word they use. They say, you're not compromising. And friends, I tell you that we will come to a point in our lives where we will have to choose. And the little test that we face now help us to choose in the bigger test when it comes later. In verse 7, I'm closing. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal law and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, except thee, O king, he shall be cast into the dens of lions. Now, they knew that Daniel was a petitioner. They knew that Daniel would petition in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. They knew that they would find fault with him. But, friends, they wanted to find a reason, point the finger at Daniel, and to cause him to sin. You know the rest of the story. Daniel stood his ground. And even though he was thrown into the lion's den, Daniel eventually said in Daniel chapter 6, verse 22, my God hath sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Friends, I'm asking for your prayers tonight. I don't usually ask for much prayers, but I'm asking you to remember me in your prayers, because, you know, your servant is not, I am not, impenetrable. I too need prayer. I am a man like Elias, subject to like passions, right? I have weaknesses and things of that sort. And I'm asking specifically for prayers against the conspiring and the evil speaking and the backstabbing that has been going on against me at this place of work. Lord knows that I cannot get nothing done. One thing after the next. I'm asking the Lord for direction, because I understand this may be his plan for me to be able to see that there's something he wants me to do that's better. I don't know. But this, these experiences are preparing me, I pray, for what I shall face in a time of trouble such as never was. People are under the possessions of demons today. I realize I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Maybe you are going through a similar experience. Maybe your experience is not the same. But I come home today depleted of energy, and only the Lord knows. I must look to him. As Daniel, I must look to him Because Christ says, consider, let me finish with this scripture. I think it's Hebrews 3. I'll finish right here. Then wait. Now I'm asking for a season of prayer, Sister Paul, for all of us, for what we are about to face. These many trials are preparing us for the true trials to come. Are we ready to face the National Sunday Law? Are we ready to face what Daniel faced, my friends? I don't know about you, but are we spending time in prayer like we should each and every day? Are we ready to stand true to God during the investigative judgment that we are spending, that we are in right now? Friends, it says for us to consider, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 1 of Hebrews, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. And there's a verse that says that lest we worry and faint in our minds. I've got to find that verse. We need to consider Christ, because if we don't, we will faint, my friends. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2 and 3, closing here. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. 4, verse 3, let me finish. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What did Jesus do? He endured the cross, even though he hated the shame of the cross. He endured. Are we enduring our cross, my friends? What cross are you carrying tonight? Oh, my friends, what cross? If we would just take our eyes off of the cross, and I mean that in a very nice way, listen, and put our eyes upon Jesus, okay? What I mean by the cross is the trials. If we would take our eyes off of the trials and put our eyes upon Jesus, we would be able to carry the cross. 3 says, consider him that endure such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be worried and faint in your minds, for you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. You know what this scripture is saying? Is that, look, if you don't consider Christ, if you don't, when you are going through these trials, if you don't consider Christ, it's that you're going to faint in your mind. And not only that, it says, because you, unlike Christ, you did not resist, you have not yet resisted sin striving. You have not yet resisted unto blood striving against sin. In other words, Jesus went through an experience of the cross where he actually would rather die than sin. In other words, we have not yet gotten that experience yet. Do you know what it feels like to die rather than to sin? We don't, because we have not yet experienced that experience. And so the Bible says, look, consider what Jesus went through. He was accused, and he was not guilty. He was talked about, He was derided. He was rejected. He was a man of sorrows, and he was acquainted with grief. Let us give our grief to our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us prepare our minds for what we are about to go through. Let us look to these stories and reread them again to see how God would make a way of escape for us that we may be able to bear it. Father in heaven, we are asking for prayers tonight, Lord. I know there are some who are facing trials, probably worse than mine. Lord, the enemy has come against us as a people, Lord. And I realize why they did that to Daniel. They wanted to ruin his reputation, Lord. They wanted to ruin his reputation. So they talked about him. Daniel to be a monster. As the world, and sometimes even our own brethren, our own family, try to paint us to be. But Lord, you are the defender of those who are misunderstood. Yes, Lord. You are the defender of those whose character has been misconstrued. Because your character was misconstrued, Lord. This is why you were led to the cross. Though you were trying to do good, they saw you as somebody that was trying to do bad. This is what we are experiencing today, Father. Lord, we just want to come in our knees on this Sabbath day and ask for mercy. I'm pleading for the grace of everyone, Lord, for everyone who is here tonight. Lord, you know I'm weak tonight, Lord, but I know that you are strong, Lord. I pray for all of those who are facing persecution from their own wives, persecution from their own families, persecution from their own church brethren, those who are called fanatics, those who are called shepherd's rods, because they stand for the truth, because they stand for the spirit of prophecy, for the Bible, for the health laws, for dress reform, those who are being called weird, their father, because we have not identified with the world hates us. And you said in your word, dear Father, that if the world hate me, they will hate you also. Why do we think that they were going to be our friends, dear Father? But you always have a few in the midst that you are using. Oh, Father, help us to be able to identify who you have placed us in certain places to save. Have mercy upon us, dear God, on this prayer line. Help us to pray for one another throughout the days, even a prayer chain, because we do not know what each person is facing, Lord. Who knoweth the trials of the others? But, Lord, if we pray, you will enable us to overcome. Have mercy tonight, dear God. Thank you for your experience. Thank you for the pain, the suffering that you face. Help us to look at the cross of Calvary. Tonight is our prayer. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi. And yes, we need season of prayer. So, brothers and sisters, please press 1 so that I can open your line so you can pray. If you had prayed already, take yourself off the queue, press 1 to take yourself off, and then press 1 again. So that will indicate to me that you are in the position to pray. Amen. So I will open this line, this 772-772-770. Amen. Your line is now open.
Hello. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Yes. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath to you, Sister Carla. God bless you. God
Thank
bless you,
you
as well, Brother
Udi. I can't say his name too well.
Udi.
But God bless you.
Udi.
Brother Udi. God bless you, Brother Udi, and your family. I'll be praying for you as well in my prayers. And I just wanted to sing a song, if I may. It's called Wonderful Words of Life in the hymnal. It's on page 286. So I just wanted to sing a praise to the Lord. Thank you so much. Sing a mother again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the blessed one gives to all, wonderful words of life. Sinners lift to glory call, wonderful words of life. Oh, so freely giving, moving us to the heavens. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Reach me echoes of gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only the Savior, sanctify us forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Amen. Amen. I thank you so much. I just wanted to read a devotional. Praise God. Amen. I just wanted to read a little devotional, if I may. It's taken from Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and it's for today. June 4th, 2021. The love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. When you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit came to live within you. You have literally been given the ability to love the way God loves. As you surrender to Him, His divine love flows through you, both to those who treat you well and those who don't. As you freely demonstrate His affection, people will see how the gospel has transformed your life. This kind of love can make a difference in the hearts of others, especially family members, like nothing else can. So, Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Lord God, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Continue to help me walk in your divine love and become a witness to all that I see and that all I encounter. And may your power of the gospel always be with me. In the precious and mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear sis, for coming on and sharing, and also for the prayer and the reading and the song. We know song is a form of prayer. It's a weapon. So let us continue to praise the Lord. Okay, I think Sister Powell has pressed one for prayer. Again, if you want to offer a word of prayer, press 1-518-8489. Your line is now open. Would you like to offer a word of prayer? Your phone might be on mute.
You're hearing me now, Sister Carla?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, all right. I'm going to sing this little song for Sweet Hope, Sweet Hope, that bids me at my Father's throne, make all my want and wishes known. In a season of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempest there by thy return. Sweet hope, to him who's truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bid me seek his face, trust his grace, I'll cast on him my heavy care and wait for thee, sweet offer. Psalms 50, deliver me from thine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait of my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, and for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. Father in heaven, this evening we come to you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity where we can come to you boldly to the throne on behalf of your servant. Father, you have heard the requests. You have seen his heart, our troubled, Lord, our distressed, Lord, trials, tribulation, all the key problems, Lord, come down. But, dear Lord, we want to thank you for the strength that you have given unto your servant, despite of evil man come at him. You were there by his side. At this time, dear Lord, we are asking you for comfort. We ask you, Lord, to allow him to keep trusting and depending upon you. You have forewarned us that these things is going to happen. Lord, we know, dear Father, that it's coming, and we saw what is happening. Lord, your servant, make it plain and clear to you that he want to be obedient to your command that you have given unto him, the law, Lord, that you have laid. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And all that is going on, dear Father, we know that is the Sabbath. That's why he is under this attack. But, dear Father God, this moment, Lord, we are asking you, Father, for that strength, that determination, that comfort, Lord, that he will stand strong on your word. That you told him in his your word, you must ask and it shall be granted unto him. So tonight we as sisters, we as brothers, come before you asking you for help for your son. Lord, help him, Lord, that he will stick to you, and you will guide him, dear Lord, and you will protect, because no evil can befall upon your children. You told us in your word that if we contend with you, you will contend with us, Lord. If we be obedient to you, you will be obedient to us. So, Father, we just present your son to you this moment. Father, he's asking for prayer, and I'm asking you, Lord, to hear our prayer. Tend to our cry this blessed Sabbath evening, and help him, Lord, to trust you. Don't worry, Lord. You told your son his bread and his water is sure. You told him that you fed even the sparrow, dear God, little bird, you supplied their needs. Right? So because you love us so much, you're human, that you have created your son in the image and likeness of you, Father, we have no fear more than to trust you and believe that you are going to work out this situation. Continue to bless him. Continue to keep him and his family, especially those little precious jewels that you have given unto him. And also, Lord, we lift up that store to you, Father. Lord, we ask you, Father, to cover it under your blood. We ask you, Lord, to multiply, dear Lord. And Father, we know that you will give him the answer, Lord. So go pour your blessings and keep him and guide him and protect him, Lord, from all danger. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. Amen. Amen. And I will offer a word of prayer. Is there anyone that haven't prayed yet who would like to offer a word of prayer? Please press 1. Or if you have prayed and want to say a word of prayer, I will go ahead and offer a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask that you will remember Brother Yudi, your father, in the name of Jesus, and all his affliction, O Lord. We know that you know him by name. You know his character. You know his lying down and his rising up. You know him afar off, O Father. There's nothing hidden from you, Lord. And he come, O Father, boldly to the throne, O Father, asking that we will intercede on his behalf, Lord. There's nothing good in us either, Father. I ask that you will help us and forgive us of our sins or trespasses, O Father. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. We have all sinned and went astray, O Lord. But you're calling us to repentance, and we're repenting, O Father. We're afflicting our soul. Help us, O Lord. Give us strength. Give us wisdom and understanding, O Lord, in all things, O Father, that pertaineth unto you, O Lord. And I thank you for my brother boldness, O Father, to stand up as Daniel did, O Father. And we continue to read. We saw how the king could not sleep, and the king fasted and prayed for Daniel, Lord. And you're putting us in his path, O Father. We are his brothers and sisters, and we're praying for him, O Father, afflicting our soul and calling upon you, that you will direct Brother Yudi in this situation. You know the people involved, O Father. Lord, if it pleases you that he continue to be steadfast and be there as a witness, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that if he have to bite his tongue, O Father, but as he rightly stated, he will not compromise with the Sabbath, O Father. Let it be your will, Father. Give him the strength to endure. Give him wisdom and understanding, O Father, because all things come in by prayer and supplication, O Father. Help us not to be hasty in anything, O Father. Lord, have mercy, I pray. Have mercy. Many times in Virginia, I was ready to throw in the towel at certain situation, but I prayed and I afflict my soul, and I talk to you, O Father. And I gave it all to you, O Father, and that's what we're doing, O Father. We're turning the other cheek, O Father, sort of saying, O Father, that your will be done, O Father, that we will please you and not self and not ourself, O Lord. Bless Sister Melissa and a mark will protect her and guide her, strengthen her, Father, as the wife, O Lord. Continue, Lord, to give her wisdom and understanding, O Father, and even the children, Caleb, O Father, I ask that you will have mercy, O Lord. Touch that little soul, Father, that he will be a mighty man, young man, as he grew up, Father, in your army, like David was, O Father, and touch his sister, Elizabeth, O Father, that she will fulfill the purpose that you have for her. Bless her, protect her, and guide her. Be with the mother and father in a special way, Lord. Be with each and every brothers and sisters on the prayer line. You know our trials. You know our ups and downs. Our circumstances is not unfamiliar to you, O Father, because you went through each and everything that we have gone through, O Father, and you came out victorious, and you're showing us the way and how to overcome with prayer, with afflicting our soul, with sending our petition up, knowing that you will answer us in due time, Lord. Please, Lord, help us this night. We know the Sabbath is so special, O Father, that you will answer specially, speedily the prayers of your saints, O Lord, on this blessed Sabbath, so that we can have prayers report even before we finish, O Father, that you will give us peace and joy and happiness within our hearts, within our mind, within our home, the circumstances at hand, Father. We thank you ever so much. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving and honor. Amen. Amen. Okay. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters. Brother Eli, did you have a prayer before we close? We're doing prayer. Did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Sister Carla, I want to sing a song before I pray for Brother Yudi too. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Sing, Brother Yudi. Sing, Sister Carla. I told Satan to get his mine. Victory today is mine. Peace is mine, peace is mine, peace today is mine. I told Satan to get it high, peace today is mine. Happy day is mine, happy day is mine, happy day today is mine. I told Satan, get it behind. Happy day today is mine. Let me pray for whether you be God, Heavenly Father, God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God, we praise your name because, God, you're good, you're faithful, God, you're awesome, you're worthy to be praised, God, we want to thank you, God, that's Sister Carla, it was hosting the prayer line, God, we want to thank you, God, that Brother Yudi, God, was preaching on this prayer line, God. We ask to God to cover Brother Yudi, God, with your righteousness, God. God, we ask to God to stand up for Brother Yudi tonight, God. We ask to God to stand up for Brother Yudi, God. We ask to God to fight for Brother Yudi, God. We ask to God to break every chain for Brother Yudi, God, at this moment, God. We ask to God to give Brother Yudi the victory, God, in the name of Jesus. 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 Give Brother Yudi the victory, God. Give him the victory, God. We ask to God to break every chain, God, for Brother Yudi, God. Break every chain for Brother Yudi tonight, God. We ask to God to give Brother Yudi deliverance, God. Give Brother Yudi deliverance tonight, God. Give Brother Yudi deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask to God, Allah, Brother Yudi, God, to shout hallelujah because, God, you are faithful to him, God. God, you are good for him, God. God, we want to deliver Sister Melissa to you, God. We ask to God, Allah, Sister Melissa, to bring a message to on this prayer line, God. Just like Brother Yudi bring the message on this prayer line, God. God, allow Sister Melissa, God, to bring a message on this prayer line, God. We ask to God to call to
bring the message on this prayer line to God. We ask God to watch over Sister Melissa, God, in a special way, God. Bless her, God, at this moment, God. Give Sister Melissa the victory, God. Give Sister Melissa the deliverance, God. God bless their son, God. Bless their daughter, God. God, we ask God to watch over them, God. We ask God, we want to thank you, God, for you have done for them, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for you have done for Brother Yudi, God. Hello, Brother Yudi, to shout hallelujah, God. Hello, Brother Yudi, to shout hallelujah, because God, you are good for Brother Yudi. We ask God to break every chain for Brother Yudi, God. God, we ask God to God bless the store to God. God, we ask God to God bless the store to God where Brother Yudi go to, God. God, we ask God to cover that store to God and cover that store, God. God, we ask God to cover that store, God, with your blood, God. We ask God to cover Brother Yudi, God. We ask God to cover Brother Yudi, God, in this house, God. We ask God to give him deliverance, God. We ask God to give Brother Yudi, allow Brother Yudi to sleep in peace, God. Allow him to, God, allow Brother Yudi to sing up to your name, God. Allow Brother Yudi to give you thanks, God. Allow Brother Yudi to sing, God, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Joy is mine. Happiness is mine. God, we ask God, allow Brother Yudi to open his mouth, God, to say, victory is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. Joy is mine. Happiness is mine. Gladness is mine. God, we ask God, in the name of Jesus, we ask God to give Brother Yudi the deliverance, God. Give Brother Yudi the deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Brother Yudi, God. Bless Sister Melissa. Bless everyone, God, in the prayer line, God. Allow everyone to have a blessed night, God. Bless us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Eli. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. We know that he hears the prayer of the righteous. He hears our prayer, brothers and sisters. And I just want to thank you again for joining us. May each and every one of you have a happy Sabbath and good night. Continue to pray. Continue to seek the Lord. Continue to read. Continue to be a witness unto your family and those in your community. Amen. God bless you and Jesus loves you. Thank you. Bye.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Thank you.